Why am I afraid to let go of attachment? Ah, that's an excellent question. One of the reasons is because, number one, we're not really quite sure what it might feel like. It's our comfort zone, like our comfort blanket. You know, that's from the Peanuts cartoons. And why I'm afraid to let go is because, okay, one of the great stories, that once there were these two monks, and they were the best of friends, and they meditated together whenever we're together. When they died, one passed away, and because of their great merit, they got reborn in this wonderful heaven realm, you know, because of their good karma. The other one got reborn as a worm in a pile of cow poo. Because, you know, not all monks are sort of good. You know, there's always a couple of bad bricks in a wall. But, you know, if they are monks who I've trained or nuns who I've trained, they've always got the QC, the quality control stamp of approval. But the one who got reborn as a worm in a pile of cow shit, that is quite happy down there. But the other one, you know, your bonds of friendship. You always wondered, what happened to my old friends, you know, from when I was at school together or university together, and sometimes you meet up together, find out what people have been doing. But the one up in heaven, but I wonder where my friend has been reborn. So up in heaven it has psychic powers, and so he scanned all the heaven realms looking for his best friend. Couldn't find him anywhere there. And he thought, even better than the heaven realm is being born in the realm of human beings, where there's enough, you know, suffering, but not too much, believe it or not. Enough to prompt you and encourage you to let go. Too much happiness, that's just too comfortable. Too much suffering, or you're just trying to get by. So this wonderful human realm, we thought, he's been reborn as a human being. So the heavenly being searched all the places for his best friend from former life. Couldn't find him anywhere there. Oh no, maybe because of some bad karma. He's been reborn as one of the higher animals. Maybe like a dog in Australia, living in a nice warm house, sleeping all day, you know, because some monks or nuns like to sleep. Oops. Nope, better not go there. I'll get in trouble. But, see, couldn't find him anywhere there. And higher beings, the higher animals. And he decided to look at the lower animals, couldn't find him there. I thought, well, maybe he'd be born as one of the creepy crawlies. And to this heavenly being's utter dismay, he found his best friend had been reborn in a pile of steaming, warm cow poo. Now, if your friend's in trouble, you just can't just hold your nose and go away. You have to help. So he thought, oh my goodness, I have to help my old friend. So this heavenly being appeared in front of the steaming, stinking pile of cow poo and called out, hey worm, worm. And Sittle head pokes out. He said, well, what do you want? And he said, in our previous lives, we were the best of friends. We did everything together. And look, because of your bad karma, you've been reborn in this stinking pile of cow poo. But I've been reborn in heaven. It's wonderful there, a much better form of existence. Come with me, I can take you up into heaven. At which point, the little worm said, what are you talking about? I'm quite happy down here, thank you. It's nice and warm in my pile of cow poo, and it's fragrant. Not only that, it's my food. It's like Singaporeans being reborn in a pile of noodles. I shouldn't go there. But, and The worm said, "Ah, oh, no, I'm quite happy here, thank you." "No, you must go. It's much better up in heaven. We were friends." And the worm said, "Well, look, I'll ask you one thing, first of all. Is there any shit up in heaven?" "Of course not," said the heavenly being. "We don't even use that word up in heaven." "Well, no poo, no go." And so, you know, you can understand where the worm was coming from. You know, you got used to your cow shit. It's warm, it's your home. You are attached to it. And so the heavenly being thought, "Well, look, if only I could take that worm up to see for itself, you know, direct experience, as I was saying this afternoon, so you could, a wise worm can experience the Dhamma for itself. So how can I do that? I've got to actually take it there." So the heavenly being, and imagine just what it must be like for like a heavenly being to put its refined, beautiful hands in a pile of cow shit. Imagine like the Queen of England doing that. For Princess, no, I'm sorry, don't go there either. Princess died. No, you can't. But friendship was so strong that you had to do that. So he put in, and he tried to pull the worm out. And the worm didn't want to go. And worms can be very slippery with all that slimy poo on it. And because it didn't want to go, and because it was really slimy, slippery, the worm wriggled and writhed until it escaped. And the worm went right into the deepest parts of the cow poo. But that little worm, now that heavenly being didn't give up that easily. The heavenly being put its hand again, searched around, and then found it and tried to pull it out again. And it went back in again, pulled it out again, wriggled because it didn't want to go, "Leave me alone." It went back in again. It's, "Hi Ling, how many years have we been going to Singapore now?" "Is it 10, 17 years, 18 years? For 17, 18 years, the heavenly being was trying to pull the worm out of its pile of cow shit. Every time it didn't want to go. Until the end, the heavenly being had to go up to heaven by himself and leave the worm to the pile of cow poo. Why? Because we know no better. It's his heaven. What's wrong with living in the lay life? You know, he'd do well. You got a nice apartment, you can make merry, got a nice wife and kids and stuff for your future. And somebody comes, "Oh no, come up to jhanas, nibbana." "No, I don't want to go." That's called attachment. It's understandable. Why is it so difficult to let go? And why am I afraid to do that? It's the same fear. It's a fear of the unknown. It's the same fear as a person who goes out of jail for the first time. You're not quite sure whether it's worth going. You know, you're happy in jail. So you got used to your shit. That's why I'm so afraid to let go of it. Okay. That's a bit gross story, but I love telling that. People can relate to it so easily.